For investors, a lot to watch this week. Holy smokes. Really, a lot.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. We are here to help you wade through all the information this week, whether we're talking about the Federal Reserve meeting or economic reports on retail sales and housing. And helping us to wade through all the information is Hugh Johnson. He's chairman and chief investment officer at Hugh Johnson Advisors. So, Hugh, there is a lot going on this week. We have not only our Federal Reserve meeting, but we have the Bank of Japan likely to come out with some sort of announcement about interest rate policy there. You also have the Bank of England later this week. It seems like, holy smokes, we got a lot of news to digest this week.
No question about it. There's an awful lot going on. I think the primary focus now is quite frankly, other than, of course, we always have to watch what the Federal Reserve is going to do, but the expectation is the U.S. Federal Reserve is not going to change interest rates. They might do so in June, but not likely to do so at this meeting. But a lot depends, of course, on what they do in Japan, what they do in England, and what they've already done in Europe. So a lot of, shall we say, monetary stimulus coming from central banks around the globe and the U.S. Federal Reserve, of course, meeting, but they're not likely to do anything. I think in addition to watching our Federal Reserve, investors are really asking the most important question, and that is, you know, we had a sharp decline in stock prices at the earlier part of the first quarter, and does that signal that we have a bear market and it's going to be accompanied by a recession? So watching the U.S. economic numbers, the retail sales numbers, watching the U.S. inflation numbers to see if they're starting to move up where the Fed's going to be more comfortable is what's going to be, I think, the principal focus of investors. Those retail sales numbers, those U.S. inflation numbers, they really matter to what's going to be the course of events in our market.
Quite impressive in terms of the calendar. We do on Tuesday get that retail sales report. We also get PPI, wholesale inflation. Then on Wednesday, consumer prices. Then Wednesday afternoon, Washington time, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen will have a press conference. How closely will you watch that?
I'll watch that very closely because everybody's trying to get a certain measure on what the Federal Reserve is likely to do. As I say, there's not much expectation of a change in interest rates at the current Federal Reserve's meeting. They're meeting this week. But the real question is, are they going to start to move in June? Are they going to start to meet in September? So we're going to, I think all of us are going to be watching very closely to see if she says, gives any hint as to what the direction of policy is going to be. My guess is they're going to start talk about the possibility of a rate increase, maybe June and September, but they're going to say, as always, and as they should say, that it's data dependent. It depends on what happens to the inflation numbers, what happens to the employment and economic numbers in the U.S., and what happens to the financial market turmoil that we saw in the first quarter. That will determine what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So they'll leave a lot of, shall we say, guesswork on the table.
And one other thing to keep an eye on, I guess, is oil. What can you tell us about that?
That also, you know, there's so many things to be keep watching. I think oil obviously has to be way, way up there on the list, along with other commodity prices. The market seems to be marching and or at least had been marching in lockstep with the price of oil. So you got to watch the price of oil and cross your fingers and hope that we're not going to see another swoon or nosedive in the price of oil, because that'll determine what's going to happen to the market. So you think about it. Central banks around the world, economic numbers, both in economic and inflation numbers in the U.S., oil prices, commodity prices. There's an awful lot to watch, and you have to kind of integrate it into some sort of a decision on what's going to happen to the financial markets. I think, quite frankly, as always, we're working through this enormous list of numbers and variables. I think the markets are going to be somewhat trendless, are going to mark time as we get through these numbers and then reassessed at the end of the week. I think that's going to be the outcome.
He's Hugh Johnson, Chief Investment Officer at Hugh Johnson Advisors. Hugh, thanks for your time and best of luck tracking all this stuff.
We'll be watching closely.
And for all the very latest, follow all our shows. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now the Amazon Echo. Just put us on your flash briefing and ask Alexa to tell you the latest from the Wall Street Journal. That's Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.